Praise and Supplication, the Five Joys of the Heart of Jesus in His Resurrection. As the Sacred Heart has promised to reward those who should honor the joys of His resurrection, why should we not try to deserve those rewards? His devoted servant, Matilda, has drawn up a magnificent prayer in honor of His joys. Let us say it with her, especially during the Paschal Octave. Praise, adoration, greatness, glory, and blessing be to Thee, O good Jesus, for this ineffable joy, felt by Thee in Thy blessed humanity, when Thy Father gave it divine glorification at Thy resurrection and conferred on all the elect the eternal glorification of His divinity. By this ineffable joy, I beg of Thee, O loving Mediator between God and man, to keep for me in its integrity, by Thy grace, this glory which Thou then gavest me, so that I may meet it again at the day of judgment. Amen. Praise, adoration, greatness, glory, and blessing be to Thee, O good Jesus, for another ineffable joy. Thy boundless charity drew Thee from the bosom of the Father into this world where Thou didst submit to all its pains and miseries. At Thy resurrection, this joy filled with unutterable happiness and gladness all Thy members, which on the cross had been wrung with intolerable pain. By this unspeakable joy, I beg of Thee, O loving Mediator, between God and man, to enlighten my mind and make me understand my own soul, so that I may always know what is pleasing to Thee. Amen. Praise, adoration, greatness, glory, and blessing be to Thee, O good Jesus, for a third ineffable joy. It was felt by Thy holy soul when it presented itself to God, the Father, as the price and pledge of eternal redemption, followed by the numberless multitude of blessed souls that it had then delivered from limbo. By this great joy, I beg of Thee, O loving Mediator between God and man, to be the ransom of my soul at the hour of my death, the sum that will pay all my debts, appease in my favor God the Father, the just judge, and conduct me with joy into His presence. Amen. Praise, adoration, greatness, joy, and blessing be to Thee, O good Jesus, for another glorious joy. Thou didst experience it when God the Father gave Thee full power to reward, enrich and honor, with Thy boundless liberality all Thy friends, companions in the fight, whom Thou in the midst of Thy glorious triumph didst deliver from a tyrannical power. By this marvelous joy, O loving Mediator between God and man, I pray Thee, to let me participate in all Thy labors and sufferings, and also in Thy glorious death and blessed resurrection. Amen. Praise, adoration, greatness, glory, and blessing be to Thee, O good Jesus, for the last ineffable joy that Thou hadst when Thy Father gave Thee all Thy friends for Thy eternal inheritance, and when that loving request and desire was fulfilled. I will that where I am, they also whom Thou hast given me may be with me. By this request all joy and all good, which is Thyself, became their portion forever. By this delicious joy, O loving Mediator, between God and man, I beg of Thee to associate me with this blessed company of Thy elect, so that I may possess Thee, with them, Thee, all my joy, and my whole world, now and in eternity. Amen. Love brought back the Son of God to heaven. On the day of the glorious ascension of Christ, our saint found herself placed on a mountain. Love appeared to her under the appearance of a very beautiful virgin, who said to her, I am she whom thou didst see on the night of the holy nativity of Christ, surrounded with such splendor. It was I who caused the Son to come down from his Father's bosom onto the earth, and who now make him to ascend into heaven. And Love, taking the Lord into her arms, held him up, saying, It is only in thee that the plenitude of my power is to be seen. What wonderful words! It is not in the creation of the earth and the heavens that God has manifested the power of his love, nor in the creation of man, the masterpiece of his hands, nor even in Mary. Love raised thee in her arms, O Mother of God, Immaculate Virgin, full of grace, but she could not say, In Mary have I shown all the fullness of my power? No, it was necessary that thou shouldest give it to thy Son, Jesus, our brother and our adorable Savior. The Lord Jesus, ascending amidst an ineffable and triumphant jubilation, presents himself before God the Father. In his own person he offers to him the souls of all the elect, not only of those who had ascended with him, but also those who should do so later. He offered the works of each, its sufferings and its merits. Those who then were in a state of sin appeared each as they would be one day in heaven. Loving souls who suffer great things for Christ, with patience shown in his heart with a particular brilliancy, and others shown in different parts of his body. The Heavenly Father received his Son with the greatest honor and said to him, I return to thee the boundless happiness thou didst seem to abandon in descending to the exile of the world, and I grant thee full power to communicate the same unreservedly to all the souls whom thou just now presented to me. Then our Lord Jesus offered to God the Father in one offering all the poverty, humiliations, contempt, pains, labors, and other works of his sacred humanity. It was an offering very pleasing to God. Never had such a gift entered heaven. He offered to the Holy Spirit the unheard-of love that had filled his most sacred heart, by spreading abroad the sweetest perfumes, the seven gifts which the Holy Spirit had poured on him, and which he had caused to fructify so bountifully, for it is really only in Christ that the Holy Ghost has been able to make his gifts bear their fruit perfectly.